Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. The Gemara on Amar Aleph and the Mishnah as well both mention Shitas Reb Nechemya. In fact, in yesterday's Daf and Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel, the Gemara also mentioned Shitas Reb Nechemya. Who is Reb Nechemya and what is his Shita? So the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Gimel brought Reb Nechemya, and the Lashon the Gemara used was Reb Nechemya hi da Amar Ein Kli Nitol Elo L'Tzarech Tashmishay. Nechemya has a very strict opinion about muktzah, that the only keli you could use on Shabbos is only if it's used for its tashmish. And Rashi, Adav Kuf Chav Dalet Amar Aleph, mentions a Gemara on Dav Kuf Mem Vav, whereas a Braisa, or Nechemya Aimer, Afilu Tarvar, Afilu Talis, Afilu Sakin, Ein Nitolin Elo L'Tzorech Tashmish HaMiyuchid, you could only use an item specifically for what it was meant to be used for what it was made to be used for. That's Reb Nechemya. Everything else is muktzah on Shabbos. So first of all, it's a very important Rashi. Rashi Dibur HaMaskel Amalei Rava says that according to Reb Nechemya, that you're only allowed to use a tashmish HaMiyuchad lo, it comes out that only something which is melachtoi leheter could use on Shabbos. Because something which is melacha is le'isser, then it's tashmish HaMiyuchad is for Dvar Isser. If it's tashmish HaMiyuchad is for Dvar Isser, then you can't use it on Shabbos. So Rashi says, at the end of Rashi Dibur HaMaskel Amalei Rava, that Reb Nechemya was only matir, something which is a malachtoi leheter. That's one thing. Then he says another thing. The Gemara over here has a machloikis between Rabbah and Rava, what Reb Nechemya is going to hold regarding tzorech mekaymai. That means, klisha malachtoi leheter, Reb Nechemya holds his mutter. Does he say only letzorech gufay, or even letzorech mekaymai? Rabbah says letzorech gufay in letzorech mekaymai loy, but Rava says Reb Nechemya holds even letzorech mekaymai. And Rashi's bothered that if Reb Nechemya says you could only use a keli on Shabbos, the only keli that's not muktzah on Shabbos is a keli that I'm using for its specific tashmish, that would make sense. L'tzorech gufay, I'm using the keli for what it is meant to be used for. But if I have to move the keli on Shabbos because I need the place where the keli is sitting, how am I using the keli l'tzorech tashmish hamayuchad loy? So, Tosfos on Daf Lamed Vav and other Rishonim explain Rashi that we're talking about a keli that is meant to be used, or moved actually, after it's used. For example, person has plates on the table, or pots in a certain area where they don't belong, so then, when I move those kalim, they're meant to be moved after their usage. Since they're meant to be used after their usage, their mekaymai, their tzorech mekaymai, is part of their tashmish hamayuchalai, a chiddush. But that's how you have to understand how I'm allowed to move this according to Reb Nechemya. However, there are other Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Tam, and Taisa Daf Lamed Vav. The Rashba brings us Rabbeinu Tam over here in our Sugya. And they explain that Tashmish HaMiyuchad Loi doesn't mean specifically. It's not exact that the only thing that I'm allowed to use this Keli for is the exact Tashmish that it's meant to be used for. They say that as long as the Tashmish I'm using this Keli for is something which is a derech to use it sparingly, there are times that I use this Keli for this Tashmish, I'm allowed to use it on Shabbos for that tashmish as well. Comes out that even a klisha malachta le'isser, that it's ikar tashmish is le'isser, but if it's a keli that I use here and there, at least, it's matzui, it's ruggled to use it for other tashmishim, then Reb Nechemya would say it's permitted to use this keli on Shabbos as well, as long as it fits into the guidelines of the heter of muktzah. So it comes out, according to the Rashba, Reb Nechemya could hold even a klisha malachta le'isser could be mutter on Shabbos. Whether it's only l'tzarech guf or even l'tzarech mekaymai, they'll be subject to the machlekes between Rabbah and Rava. One more important machlekes is that according to Rashi, who says that Reb Nechemya only permits tashmish hamayuchad loy, and we discussed how do we understand letzarech mekaymai, and we said letzarech mekaymai means that it's the derech for a person to be mesalik, to move the keli from that place as soon as the person is done using the keli. So is that heter only on a klisha malachta leheter, or perhaps even a klisha malachta leisser? There are Rishonim that say that even in a klisha malachta le'isser, where Reb Nechemya will not permit you to use the keli l'tzorech gufay, because it's not a tashmish hamayuchad loy. However, in a situation where I want to move this keli, which is malachta le'isser, l'tzorech mekaymai, there Reb Nechemya could permit it. Because if the reason why Reb Nechemya holds that I'm allowed to move a keli l'tzorech mekaymai, because the derech is when I'm finished using this keli, I don't leave it in this place, and now I'm moving it because I don't want it in this place. So even a keli which is malachta le'isser, and it's tashmish hamiyuchel. I can't use l'tzarech gufay because it's melacha l'iser. However, l'tzarech mekaymai, I would still have Rav Nechemya's svara of tashmish hamiyuchel, which would permit me to move it. However, others say that no, dafka klish melachli leheter. Could I say that I'm allowed to move it on Shabbos? Have a wonderful day.